You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Originals After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Originals After Show.
You gotta put your hands up.
Uh-oh. Oh,
I like the EDM version.
Of course you do.
The build up. That one's a little too slow for me. Yo, what up, AfterBuzz? It's Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for the original Season 1, Episode 3, Tangled Up in Blue.
Yes, we are.
I don't understand that.
The title?
Title.
I'm going to think about it.
All right, come back to me.
I'll get back to you.
All right. You guys, I'm DJ Jesse, joined in studio by Roxy Shar.
Hello, good to be back.
The rest of the hosts will be back with us next week. We'll have a full team.
But thank you guys for helping us get on the iTunes chart really high up this week.
Mm-hmm.
We're up there. We made it to number one last week.
Yep. Now we dropped to number five, so we got to get back to number one. So please hit us up on iTunes, subscribe, rate, leave us a comment. If you guys want us to continue doing the podcast, please go to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a comment and give us a nice little rating there. Also, make sure you guys check out The Adventures of Serial Buddies. Marissa, what's the phone number in here so people can call in?
It is for Studio C. It is 424-457-3629.
So if you guys didn't hear that, it's 424-457-3629.
Gotta memorize that shit.
We're in Studio C. All right. The Originals. I'm loving it.
Okay. As you know, earlier tonight, we did the Vampire Diaries. We watched. We did our spiel about it. And I know they're separating the shows and whatnot. I'm having the best time with The Originals. To me, after Vampire Diaries, it is a breath of fresh frickin' air.
Yep, it is.
That is so needed. It's clean. It's crisp. I understand what's going on. I get the end game. I know where we're going. I like the characters. I like the plot. I'm just really enjoying the season so far.
Yeah, I like the simplicity. It's okay. We know who the main characters are. We know the storyline. We get the supernatural stuff. We get the witches, the werewolves, and the
right.
vampires.
There's enough questions to ask. There's enough going on, like what is Davina and things like that, that it keeps me guessing and wanting more. But I'm getting enough answers. And
but your brain isn't fried like right. Vampire Diaries.
Yeah. Right. I don't feel like the entire episode I'm just so confused and making you pause every second being like, did you get that? Because I didn't get that.
And I like the storyline with Haley. I like that she's not really like thrown into the whole storyline of the show, but she's there just as like a nice little seasoning. Like right when you're kind of like, okay, this Marcel and Klaus thing is a little too much. Bam, here we are back with Haley. And we're like, oh yeah, she has a baby.
It's nice that she's kind of on house arrest. Mm-hmm. So she is our home base right now. And if we need to come home, she's home. So it's a good feeling to know that she's there waiting for us if we need her.
And she's secretly like, I wonder if she's secretly falling in love with Elijah.
Yeah, I think that that's kind of a girl thing. When you meet somebody, you a little bit like them, they're kind to you, and then they're gone. Mm-hmm. It's more the thinking about them, waiting for them, wondering when they're coming back, missing them. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, I suppose.
And what's interesting is if you remember Vampire Diaries, the Vampire Diaries of Stefan writing in his diaries. And then now we're reading Elijah's diaries.
Very good point. I hadn't even thought about that. That is interesting. And I was wondering why this is from Elijah's perspective. I know he's the one in the coffin right now. So it's the only way that we're really getting to know what's going on with him at any point in time. I like hearing his thought on the whole thing. I thought it was interesting. We open up tonight and it's in his diary and he's it's a scene, a flashback from Rebecca pulling someone's heart out mm-hmm. and talking about how she is so aggressive and about Klaus and he hides his loneliness and cruelty. And it's interesting because the way that these characters have been painted on the Vampire Diaries, I wouldn't necessarily cast them in those roles. I wouldn't say Elijah's the good guy, Rebecca's evil, and Klaus is more evil. I would have said...
You wouldn't?
I would have said... I mean, I think Elijah has done his fair share of stuff as well. I think Elijah and Rebecca kind of go back and forth for the good conscience. So I don't know. But this show very much so wants to pin Elijah as... he's definitely the good brother mm-hmm. As far as brothers go. But I wouldn't have necessarily ever said that above Rebecca, his moral conscience was bigger,
well, I
better,
think he's going
stronger.
Off of where Rebecca was in life and where she is now.
That's
so
true.
He's looking at that mean streak. Like, she, yeah, okay, she's done some redeeming things on the show, but at the same time, she still flips back and forth, you know? So I think it's interesting, though, with this whole situation with Klaus, how Rebecca is kind of, I think, you know, her whole trip with Matt, I think everything that happened on Vampire Diaries, and now this stuff going on with Elijah, I'm liking the change in Rebecca.
What do you think that change is? What are you talking about? What do you consider that
I think today? She's understanding, she's becoming like Elijah. She's getting over the whole, I'm a vampire, I feast, I do this, I, you know...
Well, if that was true, then why would she have had Cammy come? I mean, I know she said that Cammy was just a distraction, but I think it was also for personal gain. Rebecca's problem has always been her head gets too caught up in boy world. You know, she sees a guy, she wants the guy. The way that Klaus describes her tonight, Rebecca wants to find love in this ugly, ugly world and prevail by finding her true love. And I think that is going to be her downfall over and over again.
Well, it's funny because... I want to see her and Marcel together. I think that there is something there. I think that the fact that Marcel is into Cammy and the innocence of Cammy, I think that says something. That, you know, we look at Marcel like he's this bad guy, but at the end of the day, he wants there to be a community. He wants Cammy because she's not involved. She's not tainted. So I think that there is a little bit of good in Marcel, and I'm wondering if, you know, the end result is going to be Rebecca and him.
I wouldn't be surprised. And I know that Rebecca has had a lot of quote unquote epic loves, but it does seem like Marcel is the most epic from her past, the one that she never really got to have, and the only one that is still around that was not killed by her brother. So I could definitely see something happening in the future. It's very clear that Rebecca has not let go of him in a sexual way. And maybe he has moved on from her, it seems.
I don't think he's moved on from her.
Or at least that's the front
he's
putting
up. I think he's pissed off of whatever happened between the two of them. And he, like he said, he feels like she never came back for him. So, Will, we were supposed to be in love and you did this. I think once they both kind of talk it out and get that out of each other.
I mean, in between that time, he chose to be a vampire as opposed to live out his life with her.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that. I don't think he's pissed at her because, remember, there was that moment where Klaus says to him, you know, I'll take this. Rebecca was asleep for 50, 60 years or whatever it was because he wanted to turn into, Marcel wanted to turn into a vampire mm-hmm. instead of living out his normal life with her, which he could have done. So I feel like he made his bed and now he's lying
well,
in it.
He wanted to live immortal with her.
Right.
I mean, I don't see harm in that. He wanted to like...
Yeah, but he knew he couldn't have her if he picked that lifestyle. Mm. Maybe he was just wanting to have his cake and eat it too.
What's it called? Living on a prayer.
He was tangled up in blue.
Rebecca, she goes and she meets up with Sophie, the witch. And they go into the voodoo store. And she's trying to show her, you know, hey, maybe your homegirl ain't really who you think she is.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little confused right now on the side that Katie was on. Obviously, Katie was giving information to Thierry.
I don't think she was... This is the thing. I think Katie was kind of... a pawn. I think Thierry loved her. I think
She loved him.
But I think she's a little naive. This is what I got from her. She might have been a little naive and been like, oh, I'm just going with the girls, you know, to the dock. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do that. And he's taking it and giving it to the to Marcel because that's his friend of over 70 years. So it's kind of really messed up on Thierry's
That's
part.
You not putting enough of this on Katie. I mean, last week we see Katie call him all giddy, like, guess what information I have you to give Marcel, you know? She knew exactly what was going on. I just think that she didn't really think of the repercussions.
Yeah, okay, well, that...
You
yeah,
know,
that's...
like, I think she was naive in that sense, but she knew exactly what Thierry was doing. She knew.
So Rebecca wants to put her on blast and basically asks for Wolfane and chokes her against the floor and come to find out that it is Thierry. So she goes and she calls Klaus and kind of puts the bug in the ear. And then from there, Klaus kind of puts it together that he needs to put a bug in Marcel's ear.
Right.
And I like this part, this storyline tonight.
Yeah, I did too. And I thought it was very simply and elegantly said when we talked about, so at the top of the episode, we know what plan A is, just to ask for Elijah back. But what plan B is war. And the witches and the vampires are at war. And that's what you're about to talk about right now. We're about to see. The witches and the vampires are at war. Period. Mm-hmm. End of sentence. That's what's going on.
And so, you know, Klaus, who has to be this diabolical leader, has to figure out how can I put the pieces together.
Right.
You know, he walks in on Marcel, I mean on Thierry, kind of telling Marcel, hey, you know, all these, you know, we have 10 Nightwalkers who are dead, and it's happened since the originals have been in town.
Right.
Klaus shuts that down. Thierry leaves. And then all of a sudden, Klaus brings up the witch girlfriend.
Right.
First bug.
Right.
Marcel's like, no, 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 everything's cool.
Because Marcel knew about it, which mm-hmm. I don't think Klaus knew Marcel knew.
Right.
But yeah, he plants that bug.
And then kind of saying maybe he's working with the witches. I mean, you know, it's kind of interesting that, you know, the witches get certain information. Again, so he's just putting these plants in his thing. So he says, oh, there's no problem with that. You know what? Thierry, take the guys, and I want you guys to mess up the witch's cauldron.
Right. So here's what I think is insane. Klaus is so manipulative and unbelievable that he knew exactly what to say in order to get
what he wanted.
What he wanted.
Clockwork.
Before he does this, what we see is now he has his minion Joshua, mm-hmm. and he has Joshua, who he sired or who he turned, is draining another vampire of Klaus of Marcel's of Vervain mm-hmm. to also do what he wants so that he can mind.
He really thought this
part right. He really thought it through.
And I love the piece that he used those vampires for. So the first piece would be when they go to the cauldron and they're messing up the whole place. You know, Thierry goes in the back. He talks to Katie. He's like, everything's going to be okay. Walks out, says to the vampire, oh, I already took care of that one. But he already knew
because right.
Klaus had already prepped him. So he goes inside and pulls her out, brings her to the floor, well, chokes her up against the thing. Thierry, like a beast,
but it's insane,
kills him.
Because how is it possible that Klaus knew that Thierry was gonna kill Max? How could he have known that?
Well, I think
that's how he was gonna react.
No, of course. He said, like he said, clockwork. If you don't stick up for your true love, then right. What is love?
So he must have, Klaus must have been very confident in the fact
that they
were in love.
Yeah. Well, of course he was. You know, I think he had enough proof.
I guess, but I just think that, you know, I suppose when you're around for thousands of years, you start to know the real from the fakes very quickly. So it's just insane how well he can read people in situations, and it makes him all the more dangerous how he can manipulate everybody because he's been there, done that, mm-hmm. 1,000 years over.
Now, how do you feel about... Okay, like you said, Rebecca goes and asks Cammy to come to the party.
Right.
You think, now think about how hard, you know, they've been planning this. You know, everything's very detail-oriented here. You're saying, you think Rebecca invited her for selfish reasons.
I think it was killing two birds with one stone.
Okay.
I don't think she thought... I think that she... If it had been either or, it would have worked, but it happened to be both. So I think that if it had just helped her social game, she would have done it. Or if it had just helped their plan to get Elijah back, she would have done it. I think if in any way she thought it would hurt the plan to get Elijah back, she wouldn't have done it. But I think the fact that it did both was just all the more reason for her to help, for her to set Cammy up to go there. But I have a problem with Cammy right now.
What?
She's just very tough looking. I know she was in that angel outfit and they're trying to make her look more angelic, but she's got such great facial structure and she's so strong and chiseled that it's almost like I need, and with the hair back, I need her to have this softness to her. Because like you were saying, she's supposed to have this innocence, this grace. And right now, she's too strong. She's too tough of a cookie. I kind of need her to...
But then I think that visually she would be too much like Caroline.
Maybe, and I'm still kind of rooting for Caroline to come on to the originals. Yeah. So that may, and we've heard rumors that that might happen. But in the meantime, then maybe she doesn't have to be blonde. I guess she could, she's just, I needed her to be a little more mousy. She's just so strong.
Yeah, she's kind of butchy. So Katie and Sophie
that's perform, another way of saying it.
Perform a spell and we see Davina get scared.
Yeah.
Something wicked is coming.
I mean, I'm a little confused at this point about Davina and what she's capable of and what she's not.
She's like the best alarm clock ever.
Right. Seriously, absolutely. And an incredible abstract painter.
Yes.
many talents. It seems to me, and obviously we'll get to this more later on, but it seems to me she might not be as powerful as I believed her to be originally.
Right.
She's definitely a future seer of some, not a future, not a future seer, current, like her mind teleports.
Yeah.
What do you
and
call
she
that?
Can, well, she can sense power and magic.
Her mind is a crystal ball.
Right. And then she can sense who is doing it. And that's why she has her canvases so she can draw them. I like, okay, so then we get to the party while she's bugging out. We're at the party now. Thierry comes in with the vampires, bring him in, kind of tell Marcel what's going on.
Because he killed the vampire.
Is pissed off and confronts him about the death. And then on top of it, this is where Klaus plants the documents. So now Marcel thinks that Katie and Thierry were working together to create sun rings and create, what did he say? A kingdom.
Daylight rings?
A kingdom of their own.
Right, to run away together and create a kingdom of their own. And obviously, Cammy's watching all this and is incredibly unattracted to it.
Yeah,
because it's scary to see the guy that you don't know well. Yeah, we don't know what's happened to Cammy, but yeah, she doesn't have trust issues. Girl has another thing coming if she's relating this to the trust issue she has. Like, this is about to blow that out of the water.
Right.
Like, oh, I don't trust you, and you are a vampire.
At the same time, this
welcome
is going
to Elena Gilbert's world.
Right. So at the same time, this is going. Sophie is doing a locator spell with Rebecca.
Right.
And sends
and Katie.
Katie to go. No, she sends Katie to go do a some sort of spell to help save Thierry. So now they're outside. Well, he says Thierry's going to be, Marcel says he's going to be banished for 100 years in the garden.
Right.
And they kind of bring them outside. And then here's Katie walking up the street.
Well, that's because, yeah, the final, you said the he found this thing was planted, which was also done by Klaus, which is crazy that he even knew to do that. Like, we saw him doing it way earlier in the episode.
Clockwork.
Yeah. Okay, keep going.
So we have the Katie's walking down the street pulling like a carry, like calling all these magical powers. There's like 20 vampires. That was a good one.
You do.
No, that reminds me at the end of Buffy, they would always do
grr, you and your Buffy.
Arg.
That was the worst I've ever seen.
No, that's exactly, isn't that exactly how
it's grr.
That's exactly grr. Arg.
Okay. All right.
It was a real thing.
I believe you.
All right.
You can do. Rings you on. Fight my with your grr arg. Go ahead. See who wins.
We'll do it at the end for the buzz you later. All right. My zombie versus your zombie. All right. So Katie goes in there. She's, I don't know what she's doing, but she's killing it. She's killing all these vampires. She's doing whatever these witches do to the vampires' heads. And it's interesting to see.
What is it that they do? Let's see. I don't know. It's like just
pain in
the head. Explode pain? Okay. Frying.
Maybe.
Okay.
But so it's interesting to see how powerful she is, first of all.
That's what confused me. Okay. This is what I wrote down. I said, I don't understand because it seemed to me that Katie could have killed Marcel. Am I correct there in saying that?
Yeah. No, even Klaus said that she was going to kill him.
Right. So if Katie, a regular witch, could kill Marcel and Davina couldn't stop it, and that means that Davina's not as powerful as I thought she was. And
well, we don't know Davina's powers because maybe Davina in person is something else. There's a reason. Well, clearly, I want to know why he's hiding her at the house.
Well, yeah, that also, but I'm curious about why. I know that Klaus wanted to gain his trust and whatnot, and otherwise the season would have been over, so they couldn't have done this. But if it's possible to kill, if it's possible to kill Marcel, why wouldn't Klaus just kill Marcel and then take over?
Because then we wouldn't have a story.
Right, because then we wouldn't have a story, and I guess tonight he calls Marcel his friend. I don't think he wants Marcel dead.
But also, I think Davina can also, to some point, I wonder if Davina was weakened because she was scared earlier. I wonder if she was weakened because not only was Katie doing magic, but so wasn't Sophie, so maybe that kind of blocked
her. I'm just saying that I see weakness right now in Klaus because I think that Klaus is not willing to kill Marcel.
I think he's willing. I think he wants to figure out what exact. I think he's selfish. I think like he said, he wants Davina to himself. He wants to know what Davina is, what she's capable of doing, who she is, why she's so important to him, how he's controlling her.
Right, but don't you think that if Marcel just died, if Klaus was able to kill him, then Klaus would be able to take over all those vampires. They would all drain of the vervain. He would take over and he would run New Orleans again. And then he would have Davina.
But Davina feels a certain type of way about the old ones.
Only because she has not, I mean, wouldn't Klaus be able to compel her?
Who knows what her powers are?
That's true. Yeah, we just don't know enough about her yet to know what's going on.
We don't know ish about her. So as Katie's about to kill Marcel, because Davina kept raising him and he was becoming more powerful, as she was about to kill him, Klaus comes, snaps her neck, she's dead.
Right.
So now Marcel truly trusts Klaus.
Or at least owes him one.
Owes him one, yeah. And basically he says, you know what? You want your brother back? I'm going to give you your brother.
Right. But Davina has a different plan in mind. She wants to learn how to kill an original before she gives back Elijah.
There you go. And then on the flip side, now we have Haley.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This was a weird little storyline, too.
Yeah, where they finished off. Haley's outside. She sees the wolf. Sabine comes to talk to her and tells her that supernatural beings are attracted to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this godlike baby or whatever this thing is inside of her. She offers her to tell the sex of the baby. What did you think about that? I thought it was kind of creepy. I thought it was more to it. Like,
I thought that she wanted, there was something else she was looking for that she wanted to find, and that was her excuse of looking into her soul or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But no, I think that that's a normal thing. I think mothers usually want to go, and I think that Haley's unable to, you know, call up her gyno and be like, yo, let me
hey,
send
got
an appointment.
This in my stomach.
Yeah, I got this thing in my stomach. Can you tell me what the sex is?
Check it out.
You know, so I think that this is like the witches are keeping her safe, like her doctors. So I didn't think that that was too creepy. What was creepy was what actually happened. I don't know what language.
She
I'm guessing Latin of some. I don't know what. I mean, girl was typing in every witch language and couldn't figure it out, but I don't know. I don't know what happened. She, like, snapped into a whole different world, and I don't know why Haley didn't tell Klaus about it. That was interesting.
Yeah, that, and then Well, I think she wants to figure it out for herself. So right. she can kind of have the upper hand because you saw how Klaus smiled when she said it was a girl.
Hey, yeah.
Even though she didn't see it, but...
Haley's smart. She seems to think things through. I mean, you know, she sometimes is rash. Like, she went out to buy the whatever form of abortion that was. And then she didn't immediately take it, thought about it, then decided she didn't want it, threw it in whatever's face.
I love when she gave Rebecca the white oak steaks.
Right. I feel like, I don't know. I think she's smart. I think she's got good instincts. So far, she's been able to figure things out herself. I think it's smart not to go run to Klaus and be like, this is what happened with the witch and da-da-da, you know. Use that Google girl. Or, excuse me, the hard word. Use that Bing girl. You Bing that.
You Bing that.
You Bing that girl.
So basically, Sabine is going to tell the witches what she saw.
Bing is for doing.
And I guess on that note, let's head into predictions.
Okay.
Wait, before.
Now, you're after Buzz.
Right before we do predictions, I just had to say my favorite line of the episode was when Klaus said, "Well, don't be fooled, love. I'm the devil in disguise."
No, it was a great time.
And just the music and like the episode felt sexy. I feel like that's something that we're missing right now with so much plot on Vampire Diaries that it's like you feel that panicky, urgent feeling. This was like the party, the music, the characters, the vibe. It just feels sexy.
It was like a...
Which is vampire.
Vampire Gossip Girl.
Right. It's sexy.
Yeah.
So I like that. I'm bringing sexy back.
Next week we get Klaus versus Davina, it looks like. Or their meet up.
Right. There was something with that. I'm not really sure.
Davina freaks out.
And I don't know who's on Klaus's side now, considering Rebecca's like, you disgust me.
Yeah.
And there was that whole weird thing. And I don't think they do get Elijah back.
And then Marcel saying to Rebecca, maybe you're just in my way.
Right. She's saying, you're following me.
Then she says there's dead bodies everywhere.
Blood and bodies everywhere.
And it looked like Haley running.
Yeah. And Davina was... There's something like church and Davina breaking glass and like freaking the F out. I think on purpose they do these quick clips and you're like,
Of them go together.
Right. None of them go together. And there was that. And then over the whole thing, which is the most interesting part, is this smooth, like New Orleans, almost jazzy music. Mm-hmm. I like the contrast that they have going on here. It's like this sexy, classy, mysterious vibe of New Orleans at the same time. This like rough and tough world.
What do you see happening for Haley? Where do you think the baby is going to be? That is so like.
I mean, they talk tonight. The witch says, "What's growing inside you is half werewolf, half vampire."
But she expected that,
right?
But then when she did it over it, and she said, "Tell her what you saw." I mean, she already expected it to be half vampire, half wolf. So what is?
I think she still sees half vampire, half wolf, but I think she sees like. The next big thing, like this, I don't know whether it's pure evil or like the savior, but one of those, you know, this is not your ordinary hybrid. This is like the next thing.
It's going to be the devil reincarnated
or God itself.
Oh, there you go. I don't know. I'm excited about the originals.
Yeah, this show is damn good.
Break from Vampire
Diaries.
Show is damn good.
I'm obsessed right now.
Well, we want you guys to let us know what you guys think. Get us number one on iTunes by hitting us up on iTunes at AfterBuzz TV Vampire Diaries. Subscribe to us, rate us, leave us a comment, show us some love. You guys can keep in touch with us on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow me at DJ Jesse J.
You can follow me at Roxy Stryer.
Until next week, same time, same place.
Peace. From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.